So what Milgram did was to set up an experiment which involved three people. Well, one person was the experimenter. This person was in charge, like the leader of the experiment, the authority figure. The second person had the role of teacher. He wasn't really a teacher. He, or she, was just someone that Milgram recruited by using advertisements in newspapers. Anyway, this teacher had to teach pairs of words to a learner, who was the third person in the experiment. Now you have these three people and, well, the teacher was told that the experiment was a memory test. He had to teach pairs of words to the learner, but if the learner made mistakes, the teacher had to give him or her electric shocks. Yeah, the learner was connected to a machine that would give electric shocks, and the teacher controlled this machine. If the learner made a mistake, the teacher had to give him a shock. So the person with the role of teacher believed that they were testing the ability of the learner to memorize words, and trying to see if, by using these electric shocks, the learner's memory would improve. But in actual fact, none of this was true. You see, the learner was an actor, and the electric shocks weren't real. So when the teacher person pressed a button to give the learner a shock, actually there was no shock. The learner just pretended to get a shock. In fact, the person being experimented on was the teacher. Milgram wanted to see if this person would give bigger and bigger shocks to the learner, if ordered to do so. So during the experiment, the person in charge, the experimenter, would instruct the teacher to administer bigger and bigger shocks if the learner person made mistakes. And, like, the learner is screaming with pain, but of course it's not real, it's just acting. And some people in the teacher role wanted to stop when they heard the screams, but the experimenter ordered them to continue.